lift bridge. The bridge in front of you is a so-called lift bridge that was constructed in 1937. Named after the Melkborn patron saint of Lower Austria and Austria as a whole, it is called St. Leopold Bridge. The bridge can be lifted up to 3 meters above the road level via 4 winches. Back then, it took 16 strong men 4 hours to raise the bridge. In 1952, the lifting devices were converted and are now driven by an electric motor, a stroke of luck for strong men. But let's look a bit further back in history. I'm sure you can imagine that with the construction of the Western Railway in 1858 and the Melk Railway Station, the ferry to Emmersdorf as a doorway to the Wachau and the Forest Quarter was of supra-regional importance. In 1882, a small steamboat called Propeller was commissioned for the ferry. However, it sank in 1887, so the public was once again dependent on primitive flatboats for their connections between Melk, Emmersdorf, Weitenegg. A cable ferry operated for 10 years. You had to cross the Danube at 2 points, first over the bridge at the arm of the Danube, then along a narrow street through the Melk floodplain before you could take the ferry over the principal current. Lots of us had the same experience. Queues of vehicles waiting at the ferry because of the increasing shipping traffic, ferries being cancelled because of thick fog, floating ice or high or low water. With the opening of the Danube Bridge in 1972, however, this arduous crossing finally came to an end.